This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. I'm David Hunt, and our next guest is, I've only been chatting to her for a few minutes, and we feel as if we've known each other before. I think we have met each other through Sunday Arts. Nadja, hello.
Hello. How are you, David?
Very well, thanks. Now, you're artistic director of St. Martin's Youth Arts Centre. Now, we'll come back to that because I'm a big follower of what St. Martin's does. But let's talk about you. How did you get involved in the arts?
Oh, look, I guess I came here when I was 8 years old from the former Yugoslavia.
Right, yes, because your surname is, how do you say your surname?
Kostic.
Kostic, which is it's what it looks like, but sometimes it's different. But yes, there you go.
And look, I guess I had my first job in Belgrade, Serbia, when I was about 7 years old, because my great aunt was a really well-known stage and screen actress there, and I got a job at seven as a kind of stage extra. I didn't say anything, but I was part of this dream sequence, and I came on, and I still remember the excitement of waiting backstage and the smells and the sounds and the sights of backstage. And I got a pay packet and I bought my first bike with my wage. And then it seemed the natural thing to do. I tried a few other things. I did arts law for a bit, but yeah, the performing arts were calling me, and I guess coming also from that back, having that diverse background, that also kind of took me into some of the arenas of where I ended up working, or kind of working with communities and working with those whose voices we might not hear in the mainstream ordinarily.
And how long have you been at St. Martin's?
It's been about 4 years now, and it's been a full 4 years. Absolutely, a very small staff.
Yep.
You know, paddling under the water, making a lot of big and beautiful works. It's been a joy.
All right. So tell us, what is St. Martin's Youth Arts Centre? What is it?
It's basically a company that provides a platform for children and young people, mostly 18 and under, although some of our projects have involved slightly older young people, to have agency in creating artworks and making, we make beautiful artworks that we aim to disrupt adults' perceptions of the world, of themselves, of young people. So it's young people making work for adult audiences.
Where do they come from? Where do the young people come from that you...
Well, some people come to us, and they come from, you know, all over Melbourne. That's kind of close to the places, I think, that we run the workshops. So when we are on site, we're online at the moment, but when we're on site, we're in South Yarra, and, you know, it reaches down to St Kilda, and you know across to some of the eastern suburbs and inner suburbs, and then there's Northcote, which is up you know, in the north, and that's another catchment area. And then we do outreach, and we go to St Albans, we go to Dandenong, Wollongong, and we've got a Paran housing estate. So there's a kind of balance of kids that come to us and young people that we reach out to, and these are particularly subsidised programs because we work with communities that might have barriers to accessing the arts.
So where does the funding come from? Is it federal government or state government? Where does your funding come from?
Interesting you should ask that. That's a pretty leading question, because the federal government has been a happy funder up until now. So we've, along with some of other iconic companies around Victoria and Australia, have not had our funding renewed for 2021 onwards from the federal government, and we're in a in an advocacy right now amongst all youth companies around Australia, but particularly the five of us who are advocating both with Australia Council of the Arts and the federal government to increase funding, especially at this time where through the restrictions that we've experienced, especially here in Victoria, young people are really in a very vulnerable, at-risk position with very compromised well-being. So the byproduct of the arts, as we know, is an increase in connection and well-being. So we are really campaigning to have some of that thinking re-examined by the federal government. So we hope that we can make some changes. We are supported also by Creative Victoria State Government, and then we go to both local governments, such as City of Melbourne, and other local governments that we work with, Stonington, City of Greater Dandenong, for boost funding for particular projects, and then there's a whole lot of philanthropics. So it's a very busy thing to keep a company, thriving and able to support all its programs.
How important is this, for the youth and for the future of actors and directors and set design, all of that? How important is your company for that reason?
Well, I think you've even named it in there, and it's two-pronged. And in this 40th birthday right now, we are connecting with extremely well-known contemporary artists who have all come through St. Martin's and to demonstrate how important St. Martin's has been over its 40-year history. And so we continue to develop young people who will be a part of the arts. But further than that, there'll be audiences for the arts, and it has been shown that it's the younger you are and the younger you're introduced to theatre and performing arts, the more likely will be your lifelong connection with being an arts lover and an arts audience. But apart from that, David, we really see that the arts has extraordinary benefits in terms of multiple literacies, social and emotional intelligence, as well as that fundamental literacies. They increase young people's connectedness with each other. They help them define their world views. They round out the humanity of a person, of a human being, and we really work on that rounded perspective for the young people. They have the opportunity to work with contemporary working artists. So they are the artists that lead our workshops with the young people. And it's a really exciting, thriving place where they can question, where they can, upend hierarchies, tackle taboos. They can really sort of push at the boundaries of what it means to be human. So important. In short, we feel we are so important to the development of young people.
And of course you are, 100%. And I love the fact that you, the reach out that you do, the way you go to a lot of the underprivileged kids, because in a city, we, you know, like, and those parents have a different mindset. And I have a nephew who's just turned 13, and he's so into the arts, and he's doing a bit of theatre and you know, really finding his feet there. And he's got parents encouraging him. But it's so important that you're going out to those communities where the parents would be thinking, oh, no, no, that's not for my child. But that child wants that. That's what they can see themselves doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, for example, working in Dandenong, where we are currently developing a piece which we hope we'll be able to raise enough funds for next year to perform, connect to climate change and young people asking adults the hard, impossible and awe-inspiring questions about, you know, our accountability for this planet. We're working in Dandenong, and that is one of the highest diversities, multiplicity of cultures and languages, and as well as refugee backgrounds in Victoria, and that demographic is reflected in the school. And it is such a joy. These children drink up the work. They are, you know, extraordinary in their passion, and they would not normally be exposed to the performing arts in this way. So it's really joyous. And as well, even in our enrollment program, which is a paid program, we do have 20 full scholarships, okay, which get a proportion. There are some that are on a 25% scholarship and on a half scholarship, but we also open the doors in the inner city as well to young people, especially who also have other barriers, economic barriers, but there could be neurodiverse kids, kids with varying abilities. We kind of try to be as inclusive as possible.
Well, it's such an important part of what Melbourne's all about, especially the arts in Melbourne, and the youth, as you said, is the future of the arts. So congratulations on what you're doing, and 40th birthday or anniversary, yahoo!
Yahoo!
40 years. All the kids would think, gosh, that's really old. 40 years is really old. Like they think a 25-year-old's really old. How can you find out more about St. Martin's Youth Arts Centre? Is there a website?
Well, yeah, you can go on our website. Just if you look up St. Martin's Youth Arts Centre, we have a 40-40 page on there, and there are artists from the past and artists from the present, which are our child participants at the moment, that tell their stories both in words and in videos that they can click onto and have an explore. We have some luminaries like Julia Zamiro, who is on there, and she was interviewed by two of the children. And also they created a bit of a quiz, an answer to her rock quiz. They created a bit of a quiz, and there's little clips like that on there. It also includes stories of the current young people as well. We consider them our young artists.
Yeah, exactly.
And
of course, I'm sure there's a button to click on if you want to donate at this tough time for you guys without that federal money.
Correct.
I'm sure a lot of our audience would be interested in doing that.
Yeah, correct. You can find our How to Support Us page on that website. Yeah, it's www.stmartinsyouth.com.au.
Nadja, thank you so much for chatting with us today, and all the best for the next 40 years.
Listen, 40 is the new 20 these days. Come on.
Hey, I'm a hell of a lot older than that. So 40 is a baby. All right. Lovely chatting with you.
Thank you so much, David. It's been all a right. pleasure.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.